SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid on a Friday night. What does that mean? You know what that means. Hour one, college football preview and picks for this weekend. Hour two, NFL preview and picks for this weekend. There is a lot going on. There is some live NBA, and I do have a couple of threes in play. In fact, I got to tell Joe, possibly one of the easiest caches ever, maybe of my life, definitely recently. But I'm going to tell Joe that just came through. And we have some college football tonight as well. Iowa out at the Rose Bowl against UCLA. We have San Diego State and New Mexico. Cal making the long trip to Winston-Salem tonight in the ACC. I believe we have an American game too, right? Memphis is in action tonight, so we have four college football games while we are on as well. Mike Carver with you and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you, brother? This is it.
I'm excited.
This is it. College football, week 11. I got crypto plays. I got could be the Armed Forces soldier play of the week. Could be a soldier play. I'm telling you, I'm all excited. I'm amped up.
Really? You're ready to go, huh? You're ready to fire. The Armed Forces soldier play of the week. I'll tell you one thing. I hope that your Armed Forces soldier play, I hope you're not going to be walking with Army this week, because I don't know if that's a good way to go as they head down to see North Texas and try to stay undefeated. I don't know if that's the Service Academy play.
Everybody on the left coast happens to like this North Texas. Be careful.
I didn't say anybody I've heard likes him, but there's been some chatter.
You may not be talking to the mushes out there.
That's for sure. Been a lot of chatter. Yeah. So we have a lot going on, Joe. Before we start anything, I want to tell you this, because this is nuts. You know I like playing threes, so I'm in on the threes. They gave me this, DK gave me this Cat Towns boost tonight. I guess that was probably a local thing in New York or whatever.
Right.
The 50% boost on Cat. I played it for three plus threes, and it was like plus 180 or something like that. And he's hit three or more threes in three of his last four games. So I figured, why not? A little plus money bet. Let's go. He hit three threes in like the first 4 minutes of the game.
And then that's it, right?
That's it, Joe. Oh, you're not done. Done. He hit three threes in the first 4 minutes of the game. He's 3 for 3 downtown, 9 points, 4 minutes in. I wish more were like that, Joe, don't you? In anything. Not even just NBA, like college. You wish you could get him as easy as that. 4 minutes into a game. Bang, you go to the window. It's so nice. Nice when that happens.
The soldier play.
You're all wrapped up in this soldier play. You really are. You're all wrapped up in
it. You know, I have OCD. What can I say? I got something in my brain. I can't get rid of it. Now it's in there. So you got this Cat Towns in. You're walking fat. Now, do you have the money belt? I picture you for a guy with the money belt.
I don't have a money belt. No, I have
the Gucci white money belt you were wearing around when you go to Vegas.
A couple years ago, I got that. My cousin got it for me. What do they call that wallet? What is that called, Joe? You know what I'm talking about.
Apple Play? where you put it in and then you could track.
No. It's like you know, the hard case wallet that you put your card.
Yeah.
At the hard case.
Yeah, and it's got the Apple AirPlay where if you lost it, you could track it anywhere.
Got nothing to do. Mine isn't that sophisticated.
Could be in the ditch in San Diego, and you'd locate it, like, you know.
Yeah,
on the hunt.
Mine doesn't have those kind of capabilities.
I picture you like, you know, like, and I've seen you out in Vegas. You always wear the hat like you're wearing now. But, you know, the white deck shoes. Yeah, but the white deck shoes, right? The big, baggy shoes.
What the hell are you
talking
about? Yeah,
that's what they used to call them. The decks. They used to call them the white, you know, like,
Converse All-Stars? No. They never called Converse All-Stars.
No, those are sneakers. The decks they used to call them.
I have never in my life worn deck shoes. In my life.
Yes, you did. They're boat shoes. Nope. White boat shoes.
Never.
What do you mean, nope?
In my life have I ever worn
those. Anyway, let me go through with the Picasso. I picture you with white shorts over, you know, a little baggy. The white deck shoes. You know, like probably a Notre Dame t-shirt on and the money belt coming. But the money belt is under the shirt. It'd be attached to your belly because you don't want the money to go too far. You can't, you don't want it out there in the universe.
Let me just tell you something, Joe. I wish that I was able to portray the situation that you're talking about right now. I wish that I had the amount of money that I'd be doing that. I wish that I would. Unfortunately, Joe, that is not my situation. I know that for you,
you've been sitting flat with the moon,
shoot it up. The rockets are flying up with the crypto right now. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Anybody around here is walking around with the money belt. It's you over the last couple of days. To the moon,
right.
Crypto, up and away. Let's go.
You got to pump it up. You banana. You got to pump it up. It's Friday night. What do we have tonight? We got the disco ball. We got Iowa versus UCLA tonight.
Under. I'm on the under. And Gabe told for every eight of the nine Iowa games have gone over. All the Iowa games go over. Blah, blah, blah. UCLA sucks. Okay. Iowa was going to shut them down. This is like a 27-3 Iowa win here tonight. 27-3, 27-10, right in that area, right around that number.
What about Wake Forest? They're going to be down 7-0.
I actually think they could hang around tonight, but I didn't lay it. I think that Cal's going to win, but I didn't lay it with them. I wouldn't lay it with Cal tonight.
You want to take Wake Forest in game?
Tell you, I kind of like New Mexico tonight. Mendenhall.
Why do you have to push the envelope that much? You always got to go
the
holy war.
I honestly think
the
number's a little short. Why is the number so short? San Diego State at home, laying less than 3 against New Mexico? Doesn't that make you think a little bit? You like this
stuff. You know what I'm donning to this weekend, by the way? Do you know what this weekend is called? Bell Cow Saturday in college football. Bell Cow Saturday.
Bell Cow Saturday? That's what you got?
Bell
Cow Saturday.
I don't know.
All right. I can't wait to hear the picks. I have a feeling that we're going to be on the opposite side of a bunch of games this week, especially in the pick segment. It certainly seems like it's possible.
Now, I have closed the gap significantly. Right now, I start to see
three or four games back. I mean, it's whatever.
What do you mean three or four games back? I was seven games under 500. No. Like two. No three or four. Go to the checker. Here we go.
I'm going to go check it out right now.
Yeah, here we go. Three.
Get the numbers. We got a couple.
Get the numbers. Get the numbers.
We are right now. You're two back. I'm 39-35. Yeah. You're 37-37. Two back.
Like I said, closed it significantly.
Significantly, indeed. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Just getting going on a Friday night. We're back here for you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid on a Friday night. College this hour, NFL next hour. Picks coming up later. All right, Joe.
Soldier plays.
I know. Well, you've got soldier plays. I know. I can't wait. You'll get them in about 20 minutes time from Joe here on the program. All right. Big week, Joe, because obviously now we kind of know where a bunch of these teams sit. And we discussed it a lot the other night in terms of the college football playoff rankings with the Crack Crab and Lobster Committee and whatnot. But clearly we have to start on Saturday with these two huge anchor SEC games that we are going to have, which are going to determine a lot moving forward here in the month of November. First is the 3:30 East kick in Oxford between Georgia and Ole Miss. And we know that Georgia is one of the top four teams right now. Ole Miss is on the outside looking in. They already have two losses, so their margin for error is very thin. Georgia's been playing some really good football lately. But, Joe, look, one thing you could say about Ole Miss, that usually people, when they talk about Lane Kiffin and the Rebs, it's Jackson Dart, it's offense, it's scoring lots of points. I think, Joe, the key to that team has been they have a very, very stout defense. They're one of the top five scoring defenses in the country. They've done an outstanding job. And I think that's why, Joe, maybe might be a bit of a blue-collar game here between Georgia and Ole Miss on Saturday.
Yeah, it's possible, Carver. I will say the spread is a little intriguing when you think about how they beat them last year, put up a 51 spot, totally different team. No Brock Bowers, Carson Beck, a little inconsistent. Six interceptions, three last week against Florida, three against Texas. Rushing attack, not as dominant as it was. And, you know, some, you know, I want to say average offenses even put up points on them. It's a, you know, unless they're playing a top 10 opponent, it seems like they walk through the motions. Miss State pushed them to the limit at times. We saw some of the other, you know, lower ranked teams that they faced off against, you know, move the football and put up points, right? And they just find ways. Auburn within numbers. So this game is going to be won in the trenches. And I will give the quarterback advantage, at least right now, to Jackson Dart. He's playing clean with the football, right? And their rush defense is only giving up 82 yards per game. But, man, I mean, you're basically asking Ole Miss to win it, Carver. I'm not betting this game, meaning pre-kick. But if
Joe,
I had to bet it.
This has gotten down to 1.5 here tonight on FanDuel. Wow.
So you're asking, right, Carver, Ole Miss to just win the game, right? It's fishy.
It's basically a pick 'em game.
If you gave me 10 grand and said, Joe, bet the game, I would bet it on Georgia. But I will say the spread scares me. Because even as inconsistent as Georgia's been, I would make Georgia a 4 or 5 point favorite on the road. I wouldn't make them a 2.5, you know, 3. I would make them more than that. I would make them 4. You know, if just based off body of work, based off the fact that they always step up, and just based off the fact that they dominated them this year, and that was at home, they beat them by 35. So, you know, so now think about the turnaround. Is Ole Miss that much better? Okay, maybe they are statistically, but I need to see it. So it's Georgia or bust for me, but I'm not betting the game, and it's certainly not on my card.
Yeah, it's a tough game. There's no doubt about it. Very tough game.
Can I give you two stats just to give
something on the game?
All right, so last year, Georgia had one of the top third down offenses in all of college football. They were converting well over 50%, right? This year, 39%. They don't have one game where they rush for over 200 this year. But that's important. There's one stat, 49-0 since 2016, every time the Bulldogs rush for over 200. Okay? Mm. Not one game this year. And I'm not suggesting, hey, you know, in today's college football, you need to throw it and obviously win, right? We know that. But you still need to solidify the game by running the football. And they're in the area of about 140. But to get to 200 means you're dominating the line of scrimmage, means that you're taking games over, whether it be early or late in matchups, and you're sustaining drives and closing it out. And that's the difference. And Brock Bowers is not there. He led the team in receptions last year. There's no security blanket for Carson Beck. I personally think that's the reason why he's a little turnover prone this year.
Now, I always root for chaos, Joe. And the chaos play here is obviously Ole Miss winning the game. That's the chaos play, because it gives Georgia the second loss in conference. It just opens up so many things, not just for the college football playoff, but the SEC title game as well. Because remember, no divisions now, top two records. Suddenly, a ton of teams would have two losses in that conference. So, very, very interesting game that we're going to have. The line tells me Ole Miss, Joe. Like that, moving towards Ole Miss tonight to 1.5. And I know that we make fun of this stuff all the time, but you know, you look at the numbers on some of these books, whether you like to believe them or not. 88% of the bets on Georgia, 89% of the money on Georgia. Everyone's loading in on Georgia, yet it's going down to 1.5.
You know what that is? Divergence.
Divergence. Go ahead, Joe. Go to the classroom here. Bring everyone to the classroom.
When the public is on one side and the line goes the other, that's what we call a trading divergence. Open interest is one way, yet the market goes in the opposite direction. There's an underlying factor, an underlying power and force overtaking the market. So what is that? Who's the sharp? Who's the best sharp? I'm the best sharp.
I will tell you, this game is on my card when we do the picks in a little bit. So I do have the Ole Miss Georgia game.
What did I say? Godspeed?
Good luck and Godspeed is what I usually say to you. So we will do that a little around. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the other heavyweight SEC game, which will be at night under the lights in Baton Rouge, Alabama, and LSU. Carver and Lucy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Neeson, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Friday night. College this hour, NFL next hour. We'll start the picks next segment. Joe, obviously Alabama-LSU, the night game in the SEC. With just tons of significance, both teams with two losses already. I saw Kelly this week try to, you know, poo-poo the fact that this is, Joe, whether they like it or not, and me and you said it Wednesday, a quasi-elimination game for the college football playoff. I don't think the loser of this game is going to be in the mix here down the stretch if they walk out of Baton Rouge with a loss. Alabama's a 2.5-point road favorite here. 58.5 is a very big total, and I believe it is, Joe, and you could correct me if I'm wrong because I know you have the numbers. I believe Kelly's now, 14-0 under the lights at home since he's been the head coach at LSU, home games at night under the lights.
I think it was 12-0, but it's in that area. 12 and 14.
Here's the bottom line, Joe. He hasn't lost at night under the lights. Take that for what.
And last time they played was the go for the two game with Jaden Daniels against Bryce Young that actually catapulted them to win the SEC West, right? So keep an eye out for that. I mean, it's going to be a dry track. The hurricane doesn't look like it's going to affect that in any capacity. The X factor, and again, it comes down to Jalen Milroe, not through the air, on the ground, because his versatility and the way Marcel Reed gave that defense fits in College Station, if he can run it, it's over, right? And last year, he took over the game on the ground. They could not contain him. Now, a better defense this year. But again, if you can't stop the RPO game, you're in big trouble. So it's tough. Look, there's no margin of error. The one thing I keep going back to, and I talked about it with Coach Bowden, he disagreed with me, but I do agree. Bama, two of their losses this year came on the road, Vanderbilt and Tennessee. And this is one of the toughest spots to play. You know that as well as anybody. Sometimes good teams win it, you know, home, great teams win on the road. And to lose to Vanderbilt's an above average team this year. Covering machine, 5-0 is a dog. But to lose the game outright and give up 40 points to Vanderbilt, I don't think the defense is that great. And I don't think Missouri exposed them because they were limited and they were banged up and certainly not at the same level as LSU. I do believe in LSU and Brian Kelly. So I'm taking them. I like them. It won't be on the card either because I have a rooting interest for them to win the SEC. So all hands on deck. This is another game. Won't be on the card. I'll probably jump in and maybe pregame props, but I'm on the Tigers.
I like the Tigers, Joe. I'm not playing this game either. At least I'm definitely not picking this game for the picks. I lean to the over. I think you'll probably get what you usually get.
If it's a dry track, right. Yeah.
And I think you're going to get that, it sounds like, at this point. I'm also staying away from it because I feel like the two or three times that I've gone to LSU this year, it hasn't gone well for me, whether it was the game in South Carolina they won and didn't cover, or there's been too many spots for me with LSU that they've kind of burned me in. And I actually think they're going to win, but I would love to see Alabama buried here at this point of the season with a couple of weeks left. And also, Joe, with no real opportunities to jump back up.
Right.
Because I don't believe they play anybody else of significance, right? Auburn's not significance. So they will be completely buried if they lose this game. They're not going to make the SEC title game. They're not going to make the college football playoff. So I would love to see the Alabama season end on November the 9th. That would be great. The first year.
And that
with
would
Nick
be under
not,
their
not,
win
not,
total.
No.
9.5.
Yes, yes, would be under that as well. So I think it's going to be a fun game. We're going to do all of the picks, Joe, when we come back. I saw Cal's already up 10-0.
Yeah, they were driving. The kid just threw an interception, Mendoza. Wake Forest was up to 17.5-point dogs. I'm sure it's down. They're driving. They're inside the 35.
I see 11.5.
It's a good number. Now, I would take it.
Well, Cal's got the ball back, it says here.
Nah, it's wrong. They're on the five.
So this is backed up here. I'm backed up on this. I got Cal with the rock.
Unless they stumbled on they're on the 10-yard line. I mean, they're driving. They're going up tempo here.
Wow. And the Gremlins are wrong over there at the big house, Joe. They need to get everybody straightened out over there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, it is time for the Carver and Lisi college football selections for week 11. Jeez. We are just moving along here. This season, Joe, we were both 4-3 last week. So 39-35 for me, four games over, 37-37 for you, right on the number of 500. As we get ready, Joe, down the stretch we come, the second Saturday in November.
All right, so let's get it going. I'm going to hold off on the crypto and the soldier till a little bit later, but let's jump right with the bell cow picks for the week number 11. Big matchup at 4 o'clock in the Big 12, baby. We got Colorado and we got Deion. Oh, baby, they got the flash. They got the passing attack. The one thing that they don't have, Carver, is a rush defense. And statistically, they're much better than they are last year, giving up 155 on the ground. But they did give up. Last time they played, even though they won to Cincinnati, 171. That goes right into the strength of Taj Brooks and Texas Tech. This team, yes, they're finesse at times, but they could run it as good as anybody. Taj Brooks, 124.5. They're going to run it right down Colorado's throat. Joey McGuire, Texas Tech, now catching. It opened at 3.5, 4.5. Bing, bing, bing. Outright. But for the sake of the show, Carver, I'll take the 4.5. With the Red Raiders. How gutless was Drew Aller and Penn State last week, right? We talked about how bad Aller is in a big spot, that he never stepped up, that Penn State never has had a top five or a top 10 passing quarterback in all of the years of college football, right? Now they face a red-hot Washington team. This Washington team knocked off Lincoln Riley in USC. They beat them 26-21. They're playing with a little bit of house money. I know it's a whiteout in Happy Valley, and all Penn State has to do is walk through the motions and win the game. But guess what? 13 is way too many points. I'm going to take the Huskies with Jed Fish. Give me the points plus the 13. Washington hangs it. Don't be shocked, Carver, if there's a little hangover effect in Happy Valley with Penn State shell-shocked after losing yet again after being up 10-0 against Ohio State. There's no margin of error of Clemson. They looked absolutely gutless last week. They started slow. I was on Louisville. It was one of my picks coming out of the bye week. We always talk about being a benefit or a detriment. Obviously, they came out flat, ruined the momentum. They have everything in front of them, but they have to win out to at least potentially get to the ACC championship game. They have dominated the series, dominated Virginia Tech six straight. Last time they played was back in 2020. I'm not sold on Brent Pry and this offense. Colin Schley played. Kyren Drones is hurt. He might play. He might not. It doesn't matter who quarterback is for Virginia Tech. Clemson now down to 5.5. They win by double digits over the Hokies. I'm just not sold on the Hokies. We saw Kyle McCord light him up. Look for Cade Klubnik to light him up as well. Pick number 3. Texas laying 21.5 against Florida. Listen, Texas, you're going with potentially a backup quarterback, whether it's Lagway or the backup that played last week. If it is Lagway, I'll still like Texas in this matchup. He's a freshman. Texas really hasn't had the killer instinct outside the games early on in the season. Playing at home, you have to show that you're still one of the best teams in all of the nation. I think they start fast. I think Florida could be a little bit beaten up at this point in the year. Going on the road, I think Texas absolutely smashes Florida in this ball game. Welcome to big, Texas, Russ, I keep thinking of Rice Eccles. It doesn't matter. Virginia, plus the 7.5 against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is another team, undefeated, got smashed by SMU last week. I like what Tony Elliott's doing. They went toe-to-toe with Clemson. They're back on the road. They covered that game, but they have the potential to be bowl eligible. 4 wins on the year going on the road. Pitt really no crazy home field advantage. Give me the Cavs plus the 7.5 points against the Panthers. Here we go. Soldier play early on. Everybody talking about this Navy. Triple option here. Triple option there. Horford, this offense for Navy. All you got to do, blind bet Navy. Blind bet. They're going up against a very physical USF team. Let's not forget this. USF team, from a defensive perspective, walked into Tuscaloosa and went toe-to-toe with the Crimson Tide for 3 quarters. They went toe-to-toe with Miami for 2 quarters. They could certainly go toe-to-toe with the Midshipmen for 4 quarters, coupled with the fact that the heat might be an issue for Navy. Playing at home in Tampa, give me USF plus the 3.5. Soldier play outright over Navy. Now the crypto catalytic converter. Get your money back from weeks 1 through 10 on the docket. I know Kirk Cignetti has got a great record. And all he does, he's walking around with his big chin and his big chest covering numbers each and every week. You know what he doesn't have? He doesn't have a win yet over Michigan. And why is that important? Because Indiana has lost 27 of the last 28 meetings against the Wolverines. The only time that they won was back in the COVID year against Michael Penix. This line opened up at 13.5. It's ballooned now to 14.5. And I know they smashed Washington and Nebraska, but this is a blue blood. They couldn't get it done against Oregon, even though gutless Alex Orji and that offense should have scored in the final 7 minutes inside the 10-yard line. The pathetic play calling by Sharon Moore, they get it done. They run it right down Indiana's throat. Your 7 picks, catalytic converter, smash, crypto play, Michigan. And that's you say it like a man. Michigan. Plus the 14.5, the 7 picks, soldier play, USF, plus the 3.5, Michigan, plus the 14.5, Texas Tech, plus the 4.5, Washington, plus the 13, Clemson, minus the 5.5, Texas, minus the 21.5, and Virginia, plus the 7.5. your 7 picks on week number 11.
All right, a couple things here. Number one, as of this second, the Washington's 12.5. You still want that? 12.5
yes.
for Washington. It's
yes.
gone down.
Yes.
Everything else looks good here for me. A couple things on the games that I'm not picking from you. I'll try to throw some in. First of all, that Washington-Penn State game. I get what you're saying. Here's my problem, Joe. This is usually the type of game where Franklin flexes. Like, he's a lot better than this team. I get they're coming off a gutless effort against Ohio State. Wide out. Boosters looking to cash in after last week. They're all going to lay the lumber. This is usually a game where Franklin puts money in his boosters' pockets who go to the window. So that's what worries me about the game. I'm not touching it, Joe. God bless you. I hope that you go and get it done. I think the Tech is very, very live at home against Colorado. Very, very live. I'm not playing the game, Joe. I'm going to try to root it in for you. But Deion's, they've been hot, but I think this is a very tough spot for them to go on the road to Lubbock off of a bye and get this done, especially the way Tech played last week against Iowa State. I'm with you on Clemson. You'd like to think that they're going to show up after last week, and I don't think that Virginia Tech's very good. So I understand they got it at home, but Clemson should be able to score enough points to keep in. The Soldier play, it's funny, Joe. I kind of thought this week about taking USF. So I don't mind the Soldier play this week from you. I kind of like it. I like what you're saying. You know, they've lost now, and it's now they've lost twice. You know, things it's starting to unravel a little bit for Navy, and that's going to be, you know, I think a challenging spot for them to go play at Raymond James against USF early on Saturday kick. So I like it, Joe, with the 3.5. We'll come back and we'll do my picks on the other side. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here on a Friday night. We're going through the college football picks. You just got Joe's. And now it will be my turn to get us going. As I said, I'm 4-3 after last week. A couple games up on Joe. He's been climbing at me, so we need another big week here to get ourselves going in the right direction. All right, Joe, I'm going to start. I'll start off the board. You know what? I'll start the game we did already, this Georgia-Ole Miss game. We've already broken this game down. I don't want anything to do with a side in this game, Joe, but I do believe we have a couple of the best defenses in the country here. We've got a total in the mid-50s, 54.5 right now. I think this is going to be, as you love to say, a blue-collar type of game. I think that this is a 2017, 23-20 tight, just like that 1.5 spread indicates, and I think it's going to go down to the end, Joe. I think the defenses are going to have the day in Oxford. Pick number one for me, Joe, under 54.5. In the Georgia Ole Miss game, 3:30 at the Grove. Next, I'm going to go late night for you. This team's been pretty good to me this year, and I wanted to get involved with them because I think that this is going to be an absolute smash job for them late night in Pullman. This Mateer on Washington State has been excellent. And how about, Joe, Washington State in the crack, crab, and lobster poll at number 20 even with the way that they've played this year. They have Utah State coming in who, Joe, they have just been getting smashed on a weekly basis there in the Mountain West. Washington State off of a bye this week. The coach tried to pump the fan base up this week. Where you guys been? You go in the parking lot at halftime and get drunk? Stick around. Let's get a big rowdy atmosphere. -20.5 for Washington State. Late night against Utah State. Pick number two for me. Smash job there with that one. Next. You had the Florida-Texas game, right? So you were in on Florida,
yeah.
Texas. And I'm with you. I think that Texas is going to absolutely smash Florida off of a bye. And there's nothing worse when you get the vote of confidence from the AD, right, Joe? It's like, you can relax a little bit. Strickland went out and did that this week for Billy Napier. But I'm actually going to go to the total, Joe. Over 47 and a half for Texas and Florida. I got two theories here, Joe. Number one, I think that Texas might beat them so bad that they can get over the 47 by themselves. Or number two, if Lagway plays, Florida could chip in 14 to 21 points for me. And I think that then we'll cruise over this 47 and a half. So I'm going to take the over, Joe. Texas and Florida over 47 and a half with the game in Austin. Next, South Carolina has been really good the last couple of weeks. I mean, Joe, smash job at home against Texas A&M last week. Absolutely pounded them. Going on the road now to Nashville, and has there been a better story? Like, South Carolina probably would be the story of the SEC, but there's a problem, Joe. Vandy has been the story of the SEC. Clark Lea finally turning things around for the Commodores. They've got big wins, Joe. First time they've beaten Alabama and Auburn in the same year since 1956. And you're giving me 6.5 at home? It's a fishy line. I've got a couple of those working here. And I'm not sure if they win the game, Joe, but I think that this is going to be a tight game all the way to the end. Vandy has shown that they can stay in these games. They did done it with Texas. They've done it all year long. Vandy plus the 6.5 at home against Beamer and South Carolina.
I like it.
Off to Arrowhead. Matias actually just said to us during the break, he was asking us about this Iowa State-Kansas game and that being a fishy line too. I agree. It kind of is. But these teams usually play some pretty wild games. Iowa State has to be upset after losing at home to Texas Tech. They now know that the margin of error is very slim for them in the Big 12. They're laying 2.5. Remember, game is not in Lawrence. Okay, they're not going to Kansas. They are playing this game at Arrowhead because their stadium in Lawrence is being remodeled. So I don't think that Joe, you think there's going to be a lot of Kansas faithful making the trip out to Arrowhead to see them play Iowa State? No, I don't think so whatsoever. I think you're going to have more Iowa State fans at this game than you're going to have Kansas fans. The line does make your head scratch a little bit, but sometimes, Joe, you just have to just take the team that's better. Iowa State, minus 2.5. Joe, I think they win by 22.5 over Kansas. I think it's a total smash job for the Cyclones in this game. Next, the Holy War is back, Joe. How about that? The Holy War, late night too, which we love on the East Coast, BYU and Utah. Now, I will say, Joe, early in the week on Monday, I got Utah at 4.5. That number kind of jumped out to me. This is a heavy rivalry game. You know, just I know Utah hasn't played well, but that number really screamed to me. It's down to 2.5 here on Friday night as we're making these picks. I'm still going with it, Joe. I'll use it for the picks, too. Utah plus the 2.5. BYU has burned me a couple of times this year. They burned me at Baylor. They burned me at UCF. I'm going to go for the hat trick here, Joe, and hopefully I don't get three strikes. I'm taking Utah to beat BYU in the Holy War. Utah's season has been awful. This will make up for an awful season for their fan base, getting a win over BYU at the end of the season. Pick number 6. And finally, Joe's on Michigan in this big game on Saturday. Michigan getting the 14.5. Joe, God bless you. You want to cover 14.5, you can go ahead and do it. What have I been doing with Indiana every single week? Over, 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 over. They've been pounding it every week. They've been getting it almost themselves every single week. Over again, 48.5, Michigan and Indiana. Now, honestly, Joe, I think that Indiana, once again, is going to get the over by themselves. I think they are going to smash Michigan in this game on Saturday. But I'm not going to go heads up with you. Maybe we could both go to the window here, and we could both look good. So you can get your 14.5. I can get my over 48.5. Everybody could be happy on the show. There it is, Joe. Pick number 7, over 48.5 for Indiana and Michigan. Under in Georgia, Ole Miss. Iowa State minus 2.5. Over in Indiana, Michigan. Utah plus 2.5. Over in Florida, Texas. Washington State minus 20.5. And Vandy plus the 6.5. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on Carver and Lisi. Carver will be right back in a couple of minutes. He just went through his seven picks for week number 11. He is two games over 500. We talked about his pick in regards to the under in Georgia. Ole Miss, it's a pretty good look. When you talk about Ole Miss right now, one of the best front sevens in all of the SEC and college football. Prior to that game against Arkansas last week, they were only giving up 62 rushing yards per game, less than 3 yards per rush. Entering this matchup, only giving up 82 rushing yards per game. So if they could force Carson Beck into long third down type of situations, they have the advantage in terms of the more consistent quarterback. And Jackson Dart's been putting up numbers, right? Watkins has been stepping up in Harris's absence. They abused that Arkansas defense over the top, and if they score fast and early, that could put the pressure on Georgia. We saw Florida score first and really dictate the tone last week in Jacksonville. This is a different animal, very high octane offense in terms of the Ole Miss Rebels. So curious to see how it does play out. Carver likes the under. Don't really have a feel in regards to that, but it's a pretty good look with that matchup. He did bring up the South Carolina-Vanderbilt game. Intriguing, because early in the week, that line was 3.5. We've seen it balloon now to 6.5 right before kickoff. This is a South Carolina team last week that contained Marcel Reed and Texas A&M. If you think about it, they didn't give up a second half point to Texas A&M. That game was tied 20 up at halftime. Lenora Sellers, Rocket Sanders, and South Carolina dominated. They rushed for, I believe, 268 or 270 on the ground, almost 7.3 yards per carry, a dominant offensive line effort for South Carolina. So that's the matchup. We haven't seen Vanderbilt step up against a very big physical rushing attack. Yes, Texas is good, but this is a very heavy rushing attack in terms of South Carolina. Quarterback is big in terms of Lenora Sellers. You also have a very big running back in Rocket Sanders. Very heavy and physical offensive line. And think about South Carolina in just terms of their body of work, right? They went toe-to-toe with Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Lost that matchup, but they were still in striking distance. They went toe-to-toe with LSU, almost pulled that game out. If it wasn't for a couple of costly personal foul penalties, they potentially win that game. And then they beat the team that was undefeated in the conference last week in their building in terms of Texas A&M. So if we're talking about, you know, just from a perspective of resume, South Carolina can go toe-to-toe with any team in the conference. It doesn't look like that entering this week at 5-3 overall, but they're laying basically a touchdown. That's the one game I'm a little concerned about in terms of Carver's picks. Carver, you could tell me. I would probably lay it. Now, I was telling people it was 3.5 earlier in the week. Now you got to lay a touchdown. I feel like they're begging you to take Vanderbilt. So I would lay it with South Carolina.
It's a very bizarre number, Joe. I'm not going to disagree.
Is there an injury that we're not aware about?
But I actually also think, Joe, I still think the books don't believe in Vanderbilt. I still don't think the people believe in Vanderbilt. I think that that's kind of part of it as well. Now, you're right. 3.5 to 6.5 throughout the week. That's healthy. That's for sure. But I'm going to take a shot with them, Joe.
Well, here's the thing, too, Carver. You know, we talked about Vanderbilt's strength of schedule. They play Tennessee. They play LSU. And they got the win last week. So they're still there potentially as an at-large team.
Well,
I know it's crazy, but they only have how many? I know the one loss at a conference, but they're right there.
Yeah, they are right there, Joe. Who do they got? But they have a gauntlet of teams left here. Like, even if they won this week,
though,
they still play LSU and Tennessee, even if they won this week. They're not winning.
But that's what I'm saying. For a lottery ticket, their SEC hopes are still alive, technically.
They're still alive. But I mean, I can't back them to win. They would need to win all three of these games to have a chance to be in that title game. They'd have to win all three. I just don't. Right. I don't see it, Joe. I really don't. And they would finish what, 5-2.
We should have the injury report, shouldn't we?
They should, Joe. They should. All right, we're going to blitz through the rest of these college games when we come back, and then we'll start to get the NFL. Carver and Lisi, Sports Good Radio. Sirius XM 159. Back after this.